How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I had the day off yesterday. I was able to just kind of relax and get my mind off football for a little bit. And just kind of enjoy the day off.
And the rest of the country kind of spent the day talking about your performance and adding to the Heisman. Are you hearing any of this Heisman talk and hype yet?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Head looks huge.
My head?
Yeah.
My mom would quickly deflate that.
Marcus, you watch much of the replays after a game like that? You go and watch ESPN and see what people are saying? And do you pay attention?
Not really. I usually, for me, it's just we have, you know, the film stuff that we have, and that's what I usually watch. You know, just because there's always something you can learn from. But, I mean, I don't really watch the TV replays.
Do you still like watching SportsCenter?
Every now and then, yeah. But I mean, I've been pretty busy with school now that, you know, I actually haven't been watching too much of it.
Are you unaware of this, of the growing conversation?
I wouldn't say I'm unaware, but I do my best not to pay attention.
How do you do that? What do you avoid? What do you pay attention to?
Just like don't watch TV replays, or you know, just focus on just coming in, you know, the facility and just working out and doing my best that I can and just getting better every day.
Okay, so explain what you would improve on that game after watching the game.
I made a couple, you know, reads in the zone read where I probably should have gave it, and then there's a couple times where I could have pulled it. And then there's different stuff in the passing game. You know, I had a couple bad throws, but, I mean, there's always something you can improve on, and, you know, that's what I love about the game. You can always get better.
Do you feel like more detail of what the receivers are doing to get you more options?
I mean, they're getting wide. I mean, they're getting open, and it's awesome to see because, you know, they work really hard in practice, you know, on their routes and finding ways to get open. And you know, as long as I can find them, I trust them. They're gonna catch the ball.
You feel like you're the best player when you take the field?
I don't know. That's hard to say. I don't really think about those kind of things. I just tend to just focus on my assignments and make sure I can execute them.
They're cool to see them. I mean, it's not just you, but Oregon's getting a lot of hype. I mean, you seems like when you turn it on now in college football, you'll see your teammates and you realize kind of the growing buzz that's going around the country for Oregon football that you're a big part of?
I mean, a little bit, but for the most part, it's because we're, you know, it's a team culture here. And, people are starting to recognize that, and, you know, it's pretty cool to see because that's the culture that we've built. That's the culture that's been successful, and we're going to continue that.
With Stanford going down, does it just reinforce the everyday, you know, any given Saturday, or, you know, you guys kind of look at that and say, hey, you know, now we've got a big opening?
You know, we just try to focus on one day at a time. This conference is deep. You know, you can get beat any week, and that's why we just got to focus on taking it one day at a time and getting better.
Marcus, talk about Byron a little bit, too. Without DeAnthony on Saturday, it looked like he really stepped up his game, and he's really doing a good job of holding on to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I think early on he was holding it pretty loose, but he played tough on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely, and even, you know, including Thomas, you know, they both have really stepped up. They've been excellent for us, and you know, Byron's done an awesome job in pass protection as well. And you know, that's something that a lot of people don't really see. And he's done a great job of just understanding blocking schemes and understanding all that kind of stuff. And my hat's off to him because he's really just trying to focus on that kind of stuff, and he's done a lot. You know, he's done a lot for us.
He played four full quarters. Do you feel any different through the weekend? And how's your body?
I'm good. It feels good to play all four quarters. You know, it's fun. You know, you get to play there a little longer. But yeah, I mean, for me, it's no different. We just try to take it, you know, one play at a time, and you know, however long that takes us in the game to be successful, then, you know, I'm willing to do it.
Did you have any questions before about your fitness or your mental toughness through four full quarters?
Not at all. You know, I kind of have a high standard for myself, so. You know, I knew that going in that no matter what game it is, really, I have to be mentally tough and just focused on being the guy that guys can look to.
What's your impressions of Washington State?
They're aggressive, just kind of like last week. You know, they got some guys out there that can really make some plays. But at the same time, again, if we just can, you know, focus on our stuff, make sure we do our assignments, we should be okay.
You talk about all the team focus, Mark. Does that make it easier not to get distracted at all by any Heisman talk or any team talk about national titles?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, but honestly, these guys deserve the credit. You know, they come in every single day and they work hard, and it's really starting to show on the field. And, you know, I'm really proud of those guys.
Marcus, maybe the most ridiculous stat for this team is zero turnovers for you in six games, which is pretty much unheard of for a quarterback. What goes into that for you? And are you sort of dreading that first one or hoping you can get the first one?